This is a bit of a complicated process, but today we're going to see the start of a five-day debate on the Brexit deal that Theresa May has put before Parliament, and that will be followed next Tuesday, December the 11th, with a vote of MPs on whether to accept it or reject it. Well, what we're expecting to see is a variety of different proposals put forward under these amendments, and we're likely to see the majority of those come from the Remain camp rather than the Brexiteer camp. Well, a bit like the rest of the country, Kent's MPs are pretty much split down the middle over staying or leaving the EU. Now, there's been some quite strong representations from those who think the deal is a bad one. People like Damien Collins, the Folkestone and Hythe MP, the former Defence Secretary and Sevenoaks MP Michael Fallon, who was very strong last week in saying that the deal represented a huge gamble for the UK. Others like Damien Green, the Ashford MP, strong pro-European MP and a former ally of the Prime Minister, he's keen for the deal to be approved. And there are some who think it's just about the best of the options that were available to Theresa May when she struck her deal with the EU. Well, the debates will take place this week and conclude on Tuesday, December the 11th, when there'll be the big vote. So that's the day, the crunch day for the Prime Minister and Parliament, when they will decide one way or the other. Now, in terms of the options that are available for the government, if the deal is approved, then it still has to get signed off by the EU, and there's a fairly complicated timetable for that to happen, but it needs approval effectively from the EU member states. If the deal is rejected, which is what most people expect it to happen, then the government has around about 21 days in order to come up with an alternative plan. And what makes this debate so difficult to predict is we don't quite know the scale of any defeat that Theresa May is facing. There are said to be around 100 MPs, 100 Conservative MPs prepared to vote against it. And then we're into the territory of the unknown. Will there be another referendum, a second people's vote as it's been described, a vote of confidence in the Prime Minister, and possibly, some suggest, a general election? Kent is at the sharp end of this debate because of the very real practical problems that could face haulage companies crossing the Channel. We know already that the M20 is going to be used as a lorry park in the event of disruption at either this side of the Channel or in Calais. And I think some of the MPs who are unhappy with the deal as it's proposed fear that nothing in the deal is actually going to help alleviate that problem.